Truck Chat Freestyle for August 27, 2015, Season 4, Episode 24 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. We're almost there. Hi, I was just about ready to turn in and went, oh man, I didn't do my show today. I just spent the last couple hours doing preparation for Dragon Con. Putting a little work into the live show, getting the parade documentation and calendar invites, and scheduling things with Clinton and Craig, and man, I thought this was supposed to be a vacation coming up. It's turning into a lot of work. I already have a day job. Oh, looking forward to it. Looking forward to all of it and seeing everybody again. This is going to be most enjoyable. A couple of quick responses to the other podcast. Dave was going on about his eBay concept, and I believe Jeremy chimed in and said he doesn't know how that would work, because Dave was saying, well, if eBay just left the auctions open until there were no bids for whatever, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, an hour, then the auction was closed, we'd get a lot more money. I ran that scenario through my head, and if I were a seller trying to list something, you first need to build interest. So you'd have to have some period where there's no bidding going on. Otherwise, as soon as I list it, an hour would go by and there are no bids and I'd get no money. And they would say, you're closed. So there'd have to be some sort of search mechanism and say, this auction will be open beginning Monday at 8 p.m. or something like that. And then let people bid on it. So it would get a... there'd have to be some new parameters around that whole thing to make it actually work. You couldn't just list something and say, go, and expect everybody to instantly see your product and get lots of momentum, and then eventually it will taper off. So you don't, before you go to an auction, a real auction in real life, there would be a catalog or something to tell you what's going to be listed so you could pinpoint your interests and your price ranges and know what you're going to bid on, then you get to the auction. eBay is kind of in this perpetual state of flux where things are constantly going in and out and up and down and listed and delisted and reserves are made. So it's a little paradigm. I understand why they do it the way they do it. I don't really care for sniping. As Jeremy has said, I've been a victim of it, but I've also been able to take advantage of it. Or at least manually. I don't have any robots out there or anything that'll do that for me. But like a real-life auction, you have to go on eBay knowing what your upper limit will be. Here is a thing that I want to buy, currently listed at $50. Boy, they'd be really nice because the street price is $250, knowing full well in that last 10 minutes or so, it's going to get its fair market value. And I'm willing to go up to $200, and that's where I'll stop. That's my upper limit. So maybe I'll get it, maybe I won't. That, I feel, is the best approach. Anyway, enough about the auctions. Clinton, you mentioned earlier in the month why nobody sits near you when you cough. They think you got a plague-riddled disease, even just for a tickle in your throat. I noticed today something very similar. When anyone sneezes, usually there's somebody around that says, bless you or God bless you. People are very courteous to sneezers, but not to coughers. So why this difference of opinion? Shouldn't we say God bless you if somebody coughs as well? You know, as a sign of, I hope you get well soon. I hope you're not getting sick. It doesn't make sense. We have this completely different mindset about when people sneeze versus when they cough. And goodness knows what we should say if they fart. Justin, excellent news about the job. Very happy to hear that you may be, even if it doesn't come through, but you may be in line for a change, going to the from part-time to full-time. Very exciting. And Mark was talking about storage units. Does anyone have them? Does everybody have them? We had one, if you remember last year, the Dog Days of Podcasting, we were looking to move to Phoenix, and we had stuff in temporary storage for a couple, 3 months. That's the only time I've ever rented one, but I know there are people that have stuff. their garage is full of stuff, so they park their vehicles outside. And then their garage gets too full of stuff, so they go rent a mini storage. There are people who use them temporarily. That my sister, when my oldest sister had some issues and she couldn't live in an apartment, she had to go into like an assisted living kind of thing. Her things had to be cared for and stored away, so my parents rented a mini storage shed for her at that point. It was a good temporary thing. I think it was 18 months or a couple of years that her things were in storage. There are temporary uses. There are long-term uses for people who are chronic collectors or just have too much stuff. I've also seen people that have a lot of things that are seasonal. So they'll put their Christmas decorations into storage because they don't have a lot of storage in their house. I know our current house has far less storage capabilities than our old house. We had a half a basement that we could store things in. We had storage in the garage. We had more closet space. We had a shed in the backyard. So in Wisconsin, we had to sell off a lot of things or donate things or in some cases burn them to get them to fit in our new house. But I don't feel like I'm in any less of a capacity, nor do I feel like I need a mini storage. So I hope that clears that all up. I will be listening to more podcasts in the morning. I did not get through all of my dog days today. I've been keeping up on a day-to-day basis, but the training and whatnot just kind of caught up with me. And the backlog of work that needs to go on even when I'm not in the training class. And then there's the Dragon Con stuff that I already mentioned. So lots of things flying around. However, I do have lots of road time tomorrow, and I look forward to hearing from all of you in the morning as I drive home. Today's topic is the movie Terminator Genesis. It is a summer blockbuster hit. I did get a chance to see it, and I enjoyed it very much. If you are a fan of the Terminator franchise, at least the original ones, you might, woohoo, Terminator 1 and 2 were pretty good, and 3 and the rest can pretty much go suck eggs. Genesis falls in line with that earlier stuff. It has content in the beginning that looks like it was plucked from the original footage. It is not the original footage. It is all redone. However, they do start out making you think this is along the timeline of the original stuff. But it's like someone took a screwdriver in here and jiggled the knob a little bit to come up with a different storyline. And I love this storyline. I think it's a very good movie. They did a good job. They did not reboot the franchise. They just said, look, we've been around the block once before. We're going to take your favorite story and make it a little different. And it's good. I really do enjoy this. I don't want to give away any spoilers since it is still a fairly new movie. And if you are a fan of the Terminator series, I highly recommend you go see this. It was very well done. It has some nostalgia in there, yet it's got some new plot twists in there to make you go, ooh, oh, wow, okay. That was good. I like where they took that. So, scale of 1 to 10. I give this one, I noticed that my ratings are either pathetically low or astonishingly high. I haven't had any fours through sixes or sevens in there. They're either ones or twos or nines and tens. I am going to give this one a solid 9. I don't think I'll go out and own this, which would make it a 10 if I really, really loved it or if I saw it again at the theater. But I'd give it a 9 just because I did enjoy it very much. I leave you on that thought, and I will talk to you tomorrow. TGIF.
There's that music again. That means that's all for this time. So let me tell you how to get in touch with me if you're so inclined. My podcasts are at chuckchat.com, where they've been since 2004. More general information about me is at Chuck Tomasi. I assume you can spell Chuck, right? But Tomasi is T-O-M-A-S-I, and there you'll find links to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, books, career notes, and all that stuff. Some shows are recorded in a binary studio in sunny Phoenix, Arizona, and the rest are recorded on my phone using Boss Jock. I'm sure you can tell the difference just by listening. This show is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting, a challenge for podcasters to make a podcast a day for 30 days, about this time each year, August. Thanks to my friend and coworker Craig Stepp for coming up with the idea in 2012. For more information about the Dog Days of Podcasting, head over to dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Thank you for listening, and I give you a binary high five. 101.